What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
There are thousands of species under threat from extinction on our planet, but there are also thousands of species we haven't even discovered yet. About 100,000 of them, but they might be, and they might be under threat as well. Scientists have identified a number of so-called dark spots where they're located. Dr. Sam Piranon is a biodiversity scientist at Queen Mary University in London. Afternoon, Sam.
Good afternoon, Shannon.
Could you start by defining for us what is a dark spot?
All right. So the way we define the dark spots is based on two aspects, two main factors. One is identifying regions in the world that have the highest concentrations of species that still remain to be discovered by scientists or described by scientists or given a name. The other factor is where are those places that have the highest concentrations of species for which we're lacking geographic information. So we can't put those species on the global map.
So presumably these areas are inaccessible or fairly inaccessible.
Yes. So most of the dark spots that we identified, they are found in the global south. So not all, but many of them are found in developing countries. And so this is explained by two reasons. So first, many of these regions are tropical regions. So they are known to be some of the richest in terms of plant species diversity. So the more species, the more there is still to describe. But also some of these regions are sometimes less accessible, or they're also less wealthy, and so they have less economic and scientific capacity to document their diversity of plants.
Yeah, how do you know, though, that there might be lots of species that haven't been identified yet there?
This is a good question. So how do we know what we don't know?
Yes.
So that was the aspect that was the most complicated for our work, and that relied somehow on both historical and contemporary data, so huge amount of data. So we relied on millions of botanical observations that were collected by scientists and botanists across the world throughout the history of science to basically estimate how knowledge has been accumulated through time. And so looking at those trends, we could identify those places where there were still increasing numbers of species being described and where there could be more into the future.
And in those areas, are the environmental aspects of it, are they different to other parts of the world?
Yes. So, for example, the number one country region we found in our study was Colombia. So in the northern part of South America. And Colombia is very unique because it is found at a kind of a crossroad, a geographic crossroad between the Caribbean, the Pacific Ocean, the Andes Mountains and the Amazon forest. And it's known to be the most diverse country in terms of plants in the world. So this is more like than 30,000 plant species. So one species in 10 in the whole world is found in Colombia. And we know that it's in this region because also of political instability and conflicts that there has been in the region. Many of those places were inaccessible and many other species may be able to be, maybe found there.
Okay. So, yeah. So I suppose this, a lot of it is based on you don't have there are parts of the world where you might have a very complete picture of the various species, but many other parts of the world where you don't, so you're kind of inferring that there must be more to be discovered there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So this is what we try to factor into our analysis. Certain regions of the world, and we can think of the British Isles, for example, have been very well sampled through time, and there is a lot of capacity to document plant diversity there. So we know it very well. There's not that much that remains to be discovered. But in other regions of the world, this is a completely different situation.
So in these dark spots, if there hasn't been that much human encroachment, are these undiscovered species fairly well protected then, would you think?
So in another study published by Royal Botanic Gardens Kew a few months back, we actually identified that 3 in 4 species that remain undescribed may be under threat because most of these species, they're actually rare species. They're more difficult to find for scientists, so they're rarer. They have a narrower geographic distribution. And so if there is any disturbance to their environment, to their habitat, they might be more threatened and threatened globally. So they might get extinct even before being described. So that is quite worrying. And this is why we're actually pushing for accelerating the description of species.
Yeah, because presumably in a lot of these places, there may well be species that are unique to that area. You won't find it anywhere else.
Exactly. Another important area for plants is Madagascar, for example. In Madagascar, 80% of its flora is actually endemic, which means it's only found in Madagascar and nowhere else in the world. So if anything happens to those particular species, they're gone forever.
My word. And are any of these, would they be highly unusual examples of plants?
Yes. So, well, it is actually difficult. It's a difficult question because if we haven't described them yet, we don't know exactly what they are. But from recent observations from botanists and from colleagues, we actually found out some very unusual plants, such as, for example, there's this species of palm that has been found in Borneo recently that is actually flowering underground, which is actually mind-blowing. There are not many species in the whole world that are actually flowering and have fruits that are found underground. So this is one of those exceptional examples of species that could be described in the future.
Yeah, but of course, I suppose to a degree, you're kind of waiting on political circumstances and various other factors to allow people to go into these areas to start identifying them.
Yeah, this is a problem. How do we actually fill those knowledge gaps is a difficult question. And we can see different ways to overcome that issue, that challenge. And one is to work in country and work with people across the world and be collaborative and also facilitate and increase capacity on the ground for more science to be developed there. But another aspect is also to share the information more widely. We know that humanity is sitting on a lot of information that is actually not accessible. So data is there, but not accessible to the rest of the world. So making it accessible would also help to actually understand the diversity and protect down the line the diversity of plants.
Dr. Sam Pirenon is a biodiversity scientist at Queen Mary University in London and an honorary research associate at Kew Gardens. Sam, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.